Krishna. Almost every day, not every day, but almost every day, I go for an afternoon walk. It's quite a long walk, about an hour and a half. And it's a very beautiful time of day. It's cool. Cool enough so that with such a lengthy walk, you don't get too heated up. And it's already, by the time I get back at 5:30, it's dark. So, and even by 4 o'clock, it's starting to get dark. There are, where we're situated is just a few hundred meters from the Jalangi. And when you go out to Upasamitakon, then you can go one of two directions. You can make a left, and that takes you to Jagannath Mandir. And Bhaktisthan to Saraswati Thakur Road, the part that's leading out of Mayapur. And if you go right, then it goes towards Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir and other paths and villages along the way. It's like what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kabe Gauravani Shura Dunitati. Gauravan. This is just like there's Brindavan, so this is Gauravan. This is the forest of Gaura. Brindavan is forests of Brindavan in general are called Brindavan. It's the forest where Tulsi Devis grow. Here there's Tulsi Devis, but I don't think they're growing wild. People certainly growing them, at least the Hindus and Vaishnavas are. And it's a very, very beautiful and peaceful walk. There's a certain degree of traffic. The road that comes to Rasamita Kunj at that time of day, well, there's some traffic from the villages along that road going up to Jagannath Mandir. That's not really a road, especially on this part, it's not even paved. It's just paved a little further down. And there's traffic, bicycle traffic mostly. Sometimes some motorcycles, which here in India they call bikes. In the West, bikes is a bicycle, not a motorcycle, but here it's called a bike. And some cows and buffalo that come, that are being driven home by cow herds. Occasional problem, very occasional, and the traffic's quite sporadic. It's usually connected to Godruma. People are commuting from work from Godruma also, so they come when the boats arrive at the Tarnpur Road Ghat. And this road is, I don't know what it's called, the first crossroad is the Malapur Road, which goes to that town, Malapur. That's sort of a larger paved road. And then it continues straight, then it becomes paved, and it continues straight to Tarnpur Road. And that's the road that's, if you walk walk away from the temple in Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur Road. It's the first road running parallel to Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur Road. And then it runs into it, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's schools, and then, of course, Yoga Pit. Going along those roads is a little more busy because these are larger villages and people are coming and going. But this road, which I'll call the Rasamita Road, that goes from here and it ends in Tarnapur Road, and then of course you make either left to go towards the Jalangi, or you make a right, and that ends up in Yoga Pit. So that that road particularly goes through villages, a Vaishnava village, I don't know what the name of it is. And of course the other alternative is to take a right at the Malapur Road and then make another left. And there's another road there that takes one across the Tarnapur Road, straight, just right past the Gurukula, Iskan Gurukula, and on into the Gurukul campus and brings you right to Panchatattva Mandir. And of course past the elephants as well. And so usually my parikrama is going down the Rasamrita Kunj Road to the Tarnapur Road and making a right there to that other road that will can go into past the Gurukul, and then coming back. And it's a beautiful walk. It's quite shady, in fact, very shady at nighttime. In the evening, by the time I get back, it's night. And interestingly, it's sort of a little foggy, and you can't see any stars. The moon is strong enough to come out, although the moon seems to be absent from the sky right now. But so it's quite almost pitch black. We'll get back around 5:30, 5:45. And the forest is very reminiscent for me of Vrindavan, the Vrindavan I knew 30 years ago. The Parikrama Marg used to be like that. It wasn't even paved. It was just a beautiful sandy path. And for the most part, aside from Vrindavan town, it was completely uninhabited. Now it's almost built up almost all the way around. And this is Vrindavan. Gauravan is Vrindavan. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the prerequisite of entering Vrindavan is to know that Mayapur Navadvip is no different than Vrindavan Dham. Very different types of trees. Very beautiful palm trees, different types of palms, lots of bamboo groves, other types of very, very attractive trees that are growing very, very tight, even where there are houses. And there's one house that has a very nice little temple outside with a Krishna Deva, symbol of Shiva, in it. Usually at that time we go back, they do arti. Another also house. They also do arti, because I've heard Kakan shall blow, although they don't have a separate temple outside. And it's very easy to have nice thoughts and reminisce of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes here. I don't know if you can hear in the background right now, there's no construction work, but a lot of doves and pigeons cooing, and there's all kinds of birds out there. Cuckoos in the evening, and doves. There's a family of, I don't know what they call groups of monkeys, whether it's herds or not a herd, but these are langurs, and who are sort of the civilized version of the Vrindavan type monkeys, and they're around. Of course, there's jackals who become very, very bold, not in an aggressive way, but previously, even if you look at a jackal or even a herd, whole pack of them, they go running off. Now you can get within a few yards of them. And as I mentioned, there's often there's cows grazing within the forest. Yesterday I walked past one cowherd man, and he was trying to communicate to me in Bengali. He was telling me how the cows are all devotees, and they were grazing by the roadside, a little just off the roadside. And there's a extraordinary absence of bugs. I mean, there's bugs, but in the time of year, there's hardly or no mosquitoes. There's no, compared to what it was like here during the monsoon, when it was like a mad dash. When you turn the lights off, even to get through mosquito nets, to get to my table lamp when I was writing, it would be almost like constantly getting rid of bugs who were crawling all over my computer screen, my computer and my lamp. Now there's nothing. Very, very beautiful. And the whole atmosphere of Gauravan and Jagannanda Pandit, he says that once when they were in this area, him, Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit, which I take it to be in their childhood days, then Lord Chaitanya saw some parrots. There are some parrots here, but not many, like in Vrindavan. And he told the parrot, chant Krishna's name. Oh, the parrot came inside of his finger and said, chant Krishna's name. And the parrot started chanting Gora Gora. And Lord Chaitanya said, this is Vrindavan. You should chant the name of Radha and Shyam. And the parrot continued to chant Gora Gora. So Lord Chaitanya sort of threw him up in the air, and the parrot landed in the tree, and he said, this is the forest of Gora, where Gauranga, or Radha and Krishna in the form of Gora, and the name Gauranga is equivalent to Radha Krishna, and he continued to chant the glories of Gora. So that took place here in this area, at least as as I can gather from Jagannanda Pandit's memoirs, before they would cross to the other side here to Gaudiya. And so it's a very wonderful, very beautiful place. And it's very conducive for chanting Hare Krishna all the while. And remembering both Gaura's Leela and Radha Krishna's Leela, because they are both going on here. Kavi Gauravana Shura Dunitati Haradha Ha Krishna Boli. So that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport, exclamation. Hare Krishna.